All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and all of us had a very different type of Halloween. Kevin has older kids, I have younger kids, Hannah's a niece and nephew, and then AB's kind of a dog mom.
Right.
No!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so let's talk about AB first, actually, because she sent a picture of her dog all dressed up in a costume. Mm-hmm. Did she go trick-or-treating? Did she hand out candy with your dad?
My dad, like, took her on a walk around the neighborhood in her costume.
No, he didn't. I had a feeling.
Oh my gosh.
This dude loves Carly so much. He was like,
can't let her outside because the kids are going to be afraid, so I guess I just have to take her for a walk. And I was like, well, you have to put the costume on. He was like, really? I was like, yes.
So he took her trick-or-treating.
He took a little pumpkin trick-or-treating.
And he matched with her. So
he did match with her too.
Oh my God, that is adorable. That is so funny. And then you guys watched Hocus Pocus and hated it?
Yes.
I'm so mad. This is the greatest Halloween movie of all time. I watch it every year. What is wrong with you?
My family
guys?
Was literally like, tell Brad I love him, but this is not it.
Oh my God, it's so good. The Sanderson sisters.
Can't do it.
Hannah, how was it being Auntie Hannah for Halloween?
Oh, it was so good. So we went over to my mom's house. We go over there every year for Halloween. She makes white chicken chili. It's delicious. And it just filled my heart. I was with my nieces and nephews. And the twins dressed up, they're 11, they dressed up as Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then Gabriel was a hot dog,
hilarious.
Which is so funny. And then one-year-old nephew baby Palmer was a dinosaur, and he loved his costume. It had like a whole thing around his head, and he loved it. And my sister decorated his wagon as like a dinosaur cage. And it was so crazy because they went around the neighborhood, and they were gone for like an hour, and I was like, what is happening? He loved trick-or-treating so much that they like couldn't get him out of the wagon. Like that was the problem.
He didn't want it
that night to end.
Last year he was around. Did he get dressed up and go? Did you guys go? Because it was really cold out last year.
It was really cold. He was dressed up as a Beanie Baby, so he had a super warm costume.
That's cute.
But he was such a newborn that he could only stay awake to go to one house.
Yeah. My 1-year-old Emerson, she got dressed up as like Charlie Brown. She was Charlie last year, and this year she was a Dalmatian because her brother was a firefighter.
Oh, I love
my
it.
Son is obsessed.
Adorable.
With firefighters.
But adorable.
Oh my God.
They both
he
are so cute.
Obsessed. Like, guys, like, we went to, like, one of those, like, open houses, and he got as much as he possibly could from it. He was, like, asking questions, so inquisitive. And then they told him on that day when we went to the open house, like, hey, he's
at
like,
the firehouse?
Yeah. He's like, I want to be a firefighter. And they said, come back to the firehouse on Halloween to take a picture of the fire truck. He's never forgotten it. So that's how we kicked off Halloween. We went to the firehouse, and he got to climb up in the truck. He took pictures in front of the fire truck, and they let him drive in it. We got to pull out.
Love it.
No
I'm gonna
way.
Post the video on my Instagram, Brett Maga on Air, if you follow me on Instagram. But we got to drive in it. He pulled out and they flicked on the lights for us. He's like, Dad, we're in the truck.
Hold on to those memories, man.
He was so pumped up. And it was like he's like 3 and a half now, and this is like I've never been a Halloween guy. I was never a guy like to get dressed up or anything like that. Him wanting to trick-or-treat and telling his 1-year-old sister, like, this is how it works. You run to the house, you yell trick-or-treat, and he's, like, embracing, because we're not originally from St. Louis. He's like, you got to have a joke I was learning about at school.
Aww.
So he was telling Emerson all about it, and it's just so cool to see, like, them get excited and live the magic of what Halloween is and through their eyes. And afterwards, we like ate dinner and got some pizza and stuff like that. He's like, can we go for a second round? And we went out
a second time.
No way!
Yeah, it was awesome. He was so excited. And honestly, it just makes, I love being a dad. And it's sort of those reminders when you're exhausted, the joy the kids bring to you. It's so cool.
It's so cool
sweet.
Until this year, because my kids, this was the first year, no trick-or-treating.
Wow.
Jackson was already going.
It happens so fast,
now, Jackson is 13, and like every year he's been like last minute for these past couple of years, you know, putting together something. So he was going to go as an axolotl because Kennedy went to some party and had this like, you know, romper axolotl costume that went all over. Well, he put it on and he ripped the crotch out, and then he was like, okay, I can't go. So the only saving grace of this year's Halloween was that my wife, Sarah, actually got to go as what she's always wanted to be. A CSI agent.
Did she really?
They did
really?
A trunk or treat in her school district, and she dressed up. I sent you guys the picture. She
looks good, man.
She looks awesome. And in fact, she even said people at the school thought she actually was a CSI agent.
She loves CSI. She loves it. She loves that show.
That's what she wants to do in her second career is solve crimes.
That's cool.
She looks legit.
So if I ever turn up murdered, she's working on her second career.
It is crazy the different stages of Halloween where one day you're just going with the dog and then you have little kids or an aunt, an uncle, then you have little kids and then all of a sudden it's like, just mom and dad getting dressed up. It's crazy. Let's play a little game in honor of Halloween being yesterday. What's scarier? I'm going to throw out some crazy scenarios in 3 minutes.